there are people who are suffering because their leaders are taking resources which should be shared out amongst those country's citizens.
World Leaders Wealth Uncovered. It's Wednesday, October 6th, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Chris Cascale in Washington. Find us online at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, California welcomes Afghan refugees. Massive oil spill cleanup. Supersonic air travel comeback. It's all on today's VOA Asia. World leaders, politicians, and pop stars are among thousands of individuals revealed to be concealing huge wealth through a network of anonymous companies. The revelations, known as the Pandora Papers, are part of a huge leak of almost 12 million files from the archives of several legal firms, which shed light on the secret world of offshore finance. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Among the most startling revelations in the Pandora Papers is the hidden wealth of the president of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, and his family. The leaks show the Aliyev family and their associates traded property in Britain worth $544 million over the past 15 years. Rachel Davies Tecker is with the anti-corruption campaign group Transparency International.
Since this family took power in 1993, they have taken control of many of the country's vital industries and its natural resources and used that to amass wealth. And this has been done at the expense of the people of that country. These are not events without harm to people. There are people who are suffering because their leaders are taking resources which should be shared out amongst those country's citizens.
The leaked documents show that King Abdullah of Jordan built a secret property empire in the United States and Britain worth more than $100 million. Speaking Monday, Abdullah rejected claims he had tried to conceal his wealth. King Abdullah said, "There is nothing I have to hide from anyone, but we are stronger than this, and this is not the first time Jordan gets targeted." Pakistani cabinet ministers and their families, close allies of Prime Minister Imran Khan, are revealed to own offshore companies worth millions of dollars. Khan said they would be investigated. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš used anonymous offshore companies to finance the purchase of a $22 million property in France. Babiš is competing in a general election this week. In a TV debate Sunday, he defended his actions. The Czech Prime Minister said the money was sent out of a Czech bank. The money was taxed. It was my money, and it returned back to the Czech Republic. It's revealed that Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and six members of his family are linked to over a dozen offshore companies, one with assets worth over $30 million. There is no evidence that the Kenyatta family stole any state assets. Much of the activity revealed by the Pandora Papers, including the use of offshore companies, is legal. There is one thread that is common to many of the revelations: London. The British capital and the territories linked to it, such as the British Virgin Islands, offer a hidden network of legal structures designed to conceal who really owns the money, says Davies Tecker.
You can buy UK property anonymously if you use a company that's registered and formed in an overseas territory where there is currently secrecy. We also have luxury services on offer to the global elite. And unfortunately, we have a concerning amount of professionals, accountants, lawyers, estate agents, who are happy to help corrupt and criminal actors launder and hide and manage their wealth.
Britain's ruling Conservative Party has become embroiled in the accusations after the leaks revealed party donors were linked to alleged corruption. Chancellor Rishi Sunak Monday denied that London's reputation on tax avoidance was shameful and said the government's track record on tackling global corruption was strong. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
We invite you to read more on our top story by following our Twitter stream at VOA Asia. We're also on Facebook, VOA Asia, and the VOAnews.com website.
The
These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now on voanews.com. North Korea hints it's ready to talk, just not with the U.S. Malaysia warns Myanmar to cooperate with envoy or no summit. Taiwan says China sends more fighter jets into its air defense zone. U.S. resumes Afghan refugee flights after measles shots. At 24, a Palestinian photographer is youngest winner of Journalism Award. Expanded coverage of these stories and more are on Facebook at VOA Asia, Instagram, Twitter, and on the VOANews.com website. You're listening to VOA Asia on this Wednesday. California is set to accept 5,000 refugees from Afghanistan, and the state is getting prepared. Angelina Bagdasarin has the story, narrated by Anna Rice.
She's referred to as the voice of Afghanistan. Ostad Farida Mawash uses her singing voice to tell the world about the suffering of her people.
My songs were heard on five continents. I saw women who have equal rights with men. And what is happening now when the Taliban came to power in Afghanistan? They practically buried the women alive there.
She gave concerts in support of Afghan children, fought for the rights of Afghan women, and still does it to this day. Mawash and her family left Afghanistan as refugees 3 decades ago and moved to California. Today, she sees more Afghans in California, and the state is preparing to receive another 5,000 refugees from Afghanistan, where the Taliban are back in power.
So all the things that you saw in the 90s, but worse, are happening now. Women can't go to school, you know, they can't wear what they want. Their jobs are being taken away from them.
Those who manage to leave Afghanistan will face challenges in America, say activists. But they are doing what they can to make adaptation easier for the new refugees.
If somebody comes here and they don't know anybody, they don't know the language, they don't know how the system works, it's very easy to get lost in the system here. And so I think it's the job of the community and all the people that live in a city to come together and help those people that need it the most.
The refugees are expected to arrive in California in the coming weeks.
We have a variety of different efforts. We have a lot of advocacy efforts on behalf of Afghan refugees. We want to make sure that Afghan refugees that come here have a legal pathway to success here in America, as well as are able to integrate successfully into American society.
Charity organizations, together with local authorities, are dealing with accommodation, while locals are doing what they can to make the newcomers feel as comfortable as possible. Such collection centers for humanitarian help are open these days throughout California.
We ask for like a lot of the home supplies, hygiene products, feminine products, bedding, pots and pans. We actually just ask for a lot of the things that we thought would be helpful when you are resettling into a new home that you might not have access to right away.
The majority of Afghan refugees are being allowed in the country under humanitarian grounds. They are granted temporary status and can stay in the U.S. for 2 years, have a right to work, and receive some state benefits. They may also apply to renew their humanitarian status when it is set to expire. The Afghan community in California is helping new arrivals find attorneys.
They have to prove that, number one, they're here for a very specific purpose and temporarily, and that they would either return to their country of origin, which is Afghanistan, and or that they have another legal route that is already available for them to pursue.
A small group of Afghans with an SIV or special immigrant visa are granted permanent U.S. residence and can apply for citizenship. For Angelina Bagdasarian in Los Angeles, California, Anna Rice, VOA News.
Read and see more on this story at VOA Asia Facebook. Still to come on VOA Asia, finding the source of a massive oil spill off California's coast. Happening now in Asia, newly elected Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida held his first phone call Tuesday with a foreign leader, U.S. President Joe Biden. Kishida was formally elected by Japan's parliament Monday to replace Yoshihide Suga, who resigned after only 1 year in office. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. VOA Asia continues on this Wednesday, October 6th. Workers continue to clean up a massive oil spill off the coast of California as divers try to learn why an underwater pipeline started leaking late last week. Mike O'Sullivan reports from Los Angeles.
The breach discovered early Saturday released at least 3,000 barrels, or 480,000 liters, of oil over more than 25 kilometers of coastline. Near Huntington Beach and Newport Beach, in a coastal area south of Los Angeles, popular with surfers. Sunday, an oil company executive said the cause of the pipeline break was unknown.
We currently have divers on location at the potential source site. We are investigating the source and potential cause of this incident.
He said the remaining oil in the pipeline is being suctioned out. While crews work offshore, volunteers help on the beach. Wildlife is threatened, as it was 6 years ago when California's last major oil spill further north off Santa Barbara coated ocean birds with oil.
I still can't believe here we are in 2021 and this is happening.
California, like many other U.S. states, is moving toward renewable energy. But an activist with an environmental group says it's not happening fast enough.
We don't need this dirty energy. We already have the technology to go 100% renewable energy, and we're still drilling for oil.
Beaches in the affected areas could be closed for months as the cleanup continues. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Finally on VOA Asia, a major U.S. airline recently partnered with an American aerospace company to bring back supersonic air travel that they say will be quieter, more sustainable, and less expensive than in the past. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
When the Concorde supersonic airplane first appeared on the scene in the 1970s, it was considered a technological marvel. The planes, a joint Anglo-French venture, traveled at more than twice the speed of sound, cutting transatlantic flight times by half. When they were retired in 2003, mainly due to unsustainable operational costs and complaints about the thunderous sonic boom, nothing took their place. Until now. U.S.-based United Airlines has partnered with Boom Supersonic Aerospace Company of Denver, Colorado, to purchase 15 supersonic aircraft with an option for more. Boom's Overture aircraft will also cut transatlantic flying time by 50%, but will be quieter than the Concorde, and more sustainable, the firm says. Blake Scholl is founder and CEO of Boom Supersonic. He spoke with VOA over Skype.
We have computer optimization techniques, so we can design a far more efficient aerodynamic shape versus having to iterate slowly through wind tunnels. And we've had complete re-architecture of how jet engines work. I want to get to the point where a supersonic ticket is actually cheaper than subsonic.
Michael Leskinen is president of United Airlines Ventures. He told VOA in an interview over Zoom that the time for a commercial supersonic aircraft is now.
The Concorde failed not because it wasn't technically feasible, it failed because of the cost. But we think this is going to be 75% less costly than operating the Concorde.
The Overture aircraft will run on 100% sustainable aviation fuel. Blake Scholl.
Which means that supersonic flight's going to be 100% carbon neutral. Effectively, we're taking carbon out of the atmosphere, converting it into jet fuel, and then when we burn it in the airplane, it just goes right back where it came from.
While supersonic flight is a technological achievement, the companies say it's really about saving people time.
Because ultimately, it's about being on the ground, on the planet, with people who matter, not about what happens in the sky.
Boom is planning to build and deliver its planes to United by the end of the decade. Julie Tabo, VOA News.
Thank you for listening to VOA Asia. Like us on Facebook, VOA Asia. Follow us on Twitter at VOA Asia. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and at voanews.com. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to our service chief, Diane Gao. Our VOA Asia team includes Amy Hybels, Keith Lane, and Jim Stevenson. I'm Chris Gasquet in Washington. Enjoy your day, and goodbye for now.